The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In Parashas Lech Lecha, Pasuk says, when Avram returned from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, we know the Pasuk says, Vayihiriv, there was a disagreement between Roye Mikne Avram, Huvein Roye Mikne Loit. So there was a fight between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Loit. What was this disagreement about? Zok Rashi. Rashi says, Fishahayu Roye Shaloit Rishon, the Loit shepherds were Risham, Umar and Behemtam, Mistais Acherim, they would let their animals graze in other people's fields. V'roi Avram Meichichem Oysam Al Hagezel. And Avram shepherds gave them Teichocha. They gave them Musa. They said, how could you do such a thing? You're stealing. So Loit shepherd answered that they're not stealing because Nitna Eretz La Avram. Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avram. And since Avram doesn't have any children, so after Avram dies, anyways, everything, the entire Yisrael will be in the possession of Loit, so therefore it's not stealing. That was the argument that the shepherds of Loit made. Now this Rashi is interesting, that it says that the Roy Avram Eichichem Oisem Al Hagezel, that Avram shepherds, they rebuked the shepherds of Loit, because they were stealing. Now this concept of Teichocha is Pasuk Chumash. Pasuk says, Heicheach Teichich Es HaMisecha. It's a mitzvah. It's counted by all the Rishonim as one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a mitzvah of Heicheach Teichich, the mitzvah of Teichocha, that if you see somebody doing an Aveira, the person has an obligation to tell him that what he's doing is an Aveira, and to try to convince them, if it's possible, not to do that Aveira. A mitzvah of Teichocha. And we know that the idea that Tariq mitzvah, 613 mitzvahs, are said to Klal Yisrael. Goyim, people who are not Jewish, don't have the obligation to keep the 613 mitzvahs. The only mitzvahs that they're obligated to keep, the Gemara says, the Rambam says, that there is an obligation for the Goyim to keep Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So, first of all, the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach do not include the mitzvah of Teichocha. So this idea that Rashi says that the shepherds of Avram gave Teichocha to the shepherds of Loit, though it's true that Loit shepherds were doing an Aveira, but what obligates the shepherds of Avram to tell them? To tell them they're doing something wrong? Why do they have an obligation to stop them? They only have an obligation to stop them if there's a mitzvah of Teichocha. So then there's a mitzvah. But this mitzvah of Teichocha is only said regarding a Jew. It doesn't say anywhere. Where do we find that there's a concept of Teichocha for a Ben Noach? It's not one of the mitzvahs that the Goyim are mechuyiv. And more so, even were we to say, there's a big discussion if the Avos had the status, if they kept mitzvahs before Matan Torah, if they were obligated to keep the mitzvahs before Matan Torah, so therefore we'll say there was an obligation on Avram, and maybe Avram's servants also had an obligation to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So maybe they have an obligation of the mitzvah Asev Teichocha, just like they have all the other mitzvahs that they're supposed to keep. But the Pasuk says, Heicheach Teichich Es HaMisecha, and it's clear that the mitzvah of Teichocha, even today, the mitzvah of Teichocha is only a mitzvah to give Teichocha to another Jew. There's no mitzvah for a Yid to give Teichocha to a Goy. It says clearly in the Pasuk, HaMisecha excludes Goy. In fact, there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Heim and Aleph. Rashi says clearly over there that there's no mitzvah of Teichocha. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha, the story regarding Naaman in the Sefer Melachim, discusses a general of a non-Jewish army. He wasn't Jewish, whose name was Naaman, and he became a Ger Toshav. He decided he was going to accept upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. There's a whole story over there why he decided that. But after he decided that, so the Pasuk says that, the way the Gemara describes it over there, is that Naaman went to Elisha, who the Navi of the time, And he said he has a problem because even though he accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Nach, but he's a general of this army. He's going to go back to the king, and he's going to have to accompany the king when this non-Jewish king goes to his base of the Zohar. So how is he going to be allowed to do that? So the question that the Gemara deals with is this a problem? Is there a problem of Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem regarding what exactly is the obligation of Bnei Nach? So over there, Rashi describes why doesn't he have an obligation of Teichacha? So Rashi says clearly that the mitzvah of Teichacha is only said to a Yid. There is no mitzvah of Teichacha. There's no mitzvah to give Teichacha to a guy. If there's no mitzvah to give Teichacha to a guy, so how do we understand this Rashi? Now the truth is that Rashi by us, Rashi doesn't say that they were obligated. Rashi doesn't say that the shepherds of Avram were obligated. It says they did it. But it would seem the implication of Rashi is that if they gave Teichacha, they only gave Teichacha because there would be an obligation to give Teichacha. Now we find, even Legabe Yid, we find there are two separate chiyuvim to give techacha, or to stop somebody from doing an aveir. We said before there's a mitzvah of echech techich samisecha. Aside from the mitzvah of echech techich samisecha, there's a concept that the Gemara says, Kol Yisrael arevim zel ozeh. There's a concept that's known as arvus, that each one of Klal Yisrael is responsible for everybody else. And this concept that the Gemara says has two ramifications in halacha. One ramification in halacha is that since everyone is obligated to make sure everybody else does mitzvahs, so the halacha says that if somebody has a chiyuv to say something, a chiyuv kiddush, a chiyuv of benching, a chiyuv to say a bracha, somebody else is able to be mitziyim. Someone else could say the bracha, and this person will listen, and that way he'll be able to be yotzeh chiyuv. How could he do that? Either the person saying it doesn't have the mitzvah. The answer is that the person who's saying it is considered as if he has the mitzvah because of this concept of Kol Yisrael Reuven. So because, let's say, Reuven has a mitzvah of Kiddush, Shimon could be Moitzim, Shimon could say the Kiddush, even if Shimon already made Kiddush, he could be Moitzim because of this concept of Arvus, and now Shimon has as much of a Chiyuv, is as much obligated as Reuven. Now this concept of Arvus, the Klichemda writes very clearly in the Parshas Vayera, Yisbeis, this concept of Arvus only applies to Jews. The Gemara says in Saita, when was this concept of Arvus? We say Kol Yisrael Reuven Zel Lezev. Where does it come from? Why is it true that each one of Klal Yisrael is responsible for everybody else? So the Gemara says in Saita, Daf Lamed Zayin, that it's something that all of Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. It was included in the brachis and klalis that were said when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and Har Grizin and Har Evel, that created the responsibility of Arvus. So therefore, if that's the case, then there is no responsibility of Arvus. So we say, besides for the chiv of Arvus that could be made to somebody else, there is an obligation to stop somebody from doing an aver. Because if you see somebody doing an aver, since I'm responsible for you, it's as if I'm doing the aver. But that's only true if there truly is Arvus. But there's no Arvus from a Yid to a Goy. There's no responsibility that a Yid has to make sure that a Goy does mitzvahs and the Goy doesn't do an Aveira. So it's very strange that we should say there's a concept of Teichacha. Or there should be some sort of concept of Arvus that a Yid should have to stop a guy from doing an Aveira. Or even that a guy should have to stop a different guy from doing an Aveira. Because only by Klal Yisrael do we see a concept that each individual accepted Arvus upon themselves. They were accepted upon themselves responsibility for everybody else. We don't find anywhere that all of the Goyim accepted responsibility, that each guy accepts responsibility that all the other Goyim will keep mitzvahs. In addition, we find that there are others that also assume for a davar pashut. They say that it's pashut to them that this concept of teichacha applies even by goyim. In Parshas Vayera, the pasuk describes, Torah describes the ma'isa with Sodom, how Sodom was destroyed, and Sodom was destroyed, and the only people to be saved from Sodom were Lot and his two daughters. So it says that Lot left the city. The Malachim came, they saved him, they sent him out of the city. He originally asked that he should be able to go to the city of Tsayar, and then afterwards the Pasuk says that he left the city of Tsayar. He went into a cave. And it says over there, Pelev Rashi says, that Loit was afraid he was going to be punished. Now the question is, that it's true that Sodom was punished before because of their Averis. But Loit was saved. Loit was saved because he didn't do these Averis. That's why he left and he was able to go to Tsayar. So why was he suddenly afraid that he's going to be punished together with the city? What's the pshat? If he didn't do the Avera, why should he be punished? So there's a Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos on Daf Nun Hei that says that while it's true that Loit didn't do any of the Averis that Sodom did, however, there's a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem, that says that usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish people for not fulfilling mitzvahs. We know there's two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs asay, and there are mitzvahs loisasay. Mitzvahs asay are mitzvahs that a person is obligated to do, and mitzvahs loisasay are things that the Torah says that a person is not allowed to do. So a person who was over an avera, the Torah said not to steal, and he goes and he steals, so he has an avera. For such an avera, he gets punished. There's chiyuvim, the person has a chiyuv to give back the gzela. Person, if there's a bezdin has the ability to sometimes give somebody malchus, sometimes they could kill him, they have misa. But if not, it says that Hashem takes care of him, and Hashem will punish a person in this world for the averis that he did. However, what if somebody there was a mitzvah saseh, and he didn't fulfill a mitzvah saseh? He had a mitzvah to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't. He was lazy, he was negligent, he didn't end up blowing. So here, he doesn't have a clear avera. He didn't do something wrong, but this avera is one of inaction. He was mevatel a mitzvah saseh. So the Gemara says that usually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a punishment in this world for somebody who is mevatel an aseh, who does not mikayin the mitzvah saseh. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, "Be'idun rischo." At a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and a time when we see that Hashem is angry, and Hashem brings punishments on this world because we see he's upset, then the Gemara says, "Anshin aseh." The Gemara says that there HaKadosh Baruch Hu will taka punish. So the Gemara over there is discussing the mitzvah of tzitzis. You know, there's a mitzvah where a person wears a beged, a garment that has four corners, he has a mitzvah to put tzitzis on it. If he wears this beged without tzitzis, so that's only a mitzvah say that he wasn't mikayin. So the Gemara says over there that b'idun rischo, when Hashem is upset, then he's going to punish a person who doesn't wear tzitzis. So there, based on this Gemara, Pnei Yeshua says that the reason why Loit was scared he was going to get punished because of this rule, b'idun rischo, shing na'aseh. Usually, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish a person for not being a kind mitzvah say. But over here, Loit was afraid. Why was he afraid? Which mitzvah say did he not fulfill? So Pnei Yeshua says the mitzvah that he didn't do was the mitzvah of Techocha, the mitzvah of Hecheach Techiach. Loit himself didn't do any of the averus that the rest of Sodom did. However, he was afraid he would get punished together with Sodom because he had the ability, he knew that they did averus. He had the ability to give them Techocha, to tell them to stop. And he didn't. He ignored it, and he didn't give them techach. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, so this is a mitzvah saseh that he was mevatel. So normally, Hashem won't punish a person in this world because of being mevatel mitzvah saseh, but Hashem is destroying Sedayin. That's Eden Rischo. You see, Hashem is upset. In such a situation where Hashem is upset, there we say, Loit was afraid that maybe he's going to get punished for being mevatel a mitzvah of techacha, and therefore he ran away. He didn't want to stay in the city. So we see clearly that Pnei Yeshua also understands that there is a real mitzvah, a mitzvah of Hecheach Techiach. The mitzvah of Techacha applies. We're talking about, we're not even talking about the obvious, we're talking about from Loit to the Anshi Sidoim. That's from one Benoyach to another Benoyach. And we see this concept that there's Techacha. So we have to understand where exactly does this concept of Techacha come from. The mitzvah of Techacha says clearly by a Yid, not by a Goy. There's another place in this week's parasha where we also find this concept of giving techacha to a guy. The parasha discusses that there was a big mochama. There was a war between the four kings and the five kings. The four kings went to war against the five kings, and the four kings won, and they took all the money away from the five kings. And one of the five kings was Sodom. That means they captured all the people. So Avram went to save Lot, who's obviously his nephew, went to save Lot from, because he was captured by the four kings. And the Torah describes how Avram was successful. And he conquered, he fought against the four kings and he won. And he got all the people back. And he got all the money back. And the Pasuk says that he returned the people to Mel Sodom, the people to the city that were his subjects, or the subjects of Mel Sodom. He returned the money. Pasuk says that Mel Sodom said, "Teni anevish orchush kachloch," said, "I'll take the people, but you can keep the money." Avram said that he doesn't want to take any money from Mel Sodom. He doesn't want to take anything. What's this idea that Avram doesn't want to take anything from Mel Sodom? What's the pshat? So we find, and interestingly enough, there is a Prisha that talks about this. The Prisha is a Pirish on the Torah. And the Prisha in Choshen Mishpat, the Sunra Eshmem Tes, over there, Prisha mentions it in a Sefer Prisha. The Prisha also has a Pirish on the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Sma. He discusses it over there in Sunra Eshmem Tes of Kut and Dalet. The Halach over there is discussing what we find in the Gemara in a few places, a concept that's known as Soine Matanas Yichya. The Gemara says, Soine, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, Soine Matanas, that a person who hates gifts, Yichya, he will live. And the Gemara uses this as a svar. The Gemara is the Gemara in Chulin Mem Dalet, this is the Gemara in Bava Basra, Dafid Gimel, Dafid Beis, that the Gemara says that a person has a right to say, and he and the Gemara seems to say, even he should say, Soine Matanas Yichya. That he should not accept, it's not a good thing to accept gifts. A person shouldn't accept gifts. And a person who accepts gifts, it sounds like he won't live. A person who accepts gifts, he will live. What's the concept? Why? Why is it such a bad thing to accept gifts? So the Prisha and the Sna, he says, interesting concept. He says that if a person, by nature, is the type of person that accepts gifts from all sorts of people. So that means that's how he lives his life. He lives his life by trying to get free things wherever he can. So in order to do that, obviously the person who's giving gifts is somebody who's giving. So you have to ingratiate yourself. The person has to basically constantly be in his dealings with other people. He has to be very nice to them, so that he could receive whatever gifts. So why would a person give him a gift for free? Usually the Gemara says a person doesn't give a gift for free. He wants something in return. Or because the person did him a favor, so he wants to give him a gift. This idea of Soin Matanis Yichya, says the Sma, is that if a person is constantly receiving gifts, if the person lives his life that he accepts gifts, what that means is that he has to be on good terms with everybody. So what happens if he sees this person, and this person goes and does an Aveira? Person that goes and does an Aveira, so we know, person goes, does an Aveira, we said before, there's a mitzvah teichacha, you're mechuyev to tell him. You're mechuyev to tell him, you're doing an Aveira. Now, you go and tell him somebody's doing an Aveira, he's not going to be very happy with you. If he's not going to be very happy with you, he's not going to be very likely to give you something for free. A person who accepts matanos, says the Sma, it's very likely that he's not going to have the strength. He's not going to be able to give other people techacha and to call people out when he sees that they're doing something wrong. Adarabba, you're going to have to flatter people and to say things that they do are bad. You have to say that they're good, which is a separate issur of chanufa. The Gemara says that somebody who flatters a rasha doesn't have a chelik. He's one of the groups of people that's in mekabos pnei shchino. So says the Sma, that's why you shouldn't accept gifts, because there's nothing inherently wrong with accepting a gift, but a person who accepts gifts, then he's going to have to come to flatter people. He's not going to be able to give the proper musar and proper techacha when he needs to, and therefore it's not appropriate to accept gifts. So there are those paiskim who discuss, if this is the reason of the Sma, this is the Sma's reason for saying about Tana Zichya, why you're not supposed to accept gifts. So what would be the halacha? Would you be allowed to accept a gift from a guy? Bishlam, you're talking about accepting gifts from a yid. So accept a gift from a yid, there's a problem, because if I take a present from him, if I take a toiva from him, then I'm gonna have to stay on good terms with him. He's not gonna want to give me anything if I give him teichacha. But by a guy, if there's no mitzvah to give a guy teichacha,
So who cares? Take all the gifts you want from a guy. There's no problem with taking gifts from a guy. This idea doesn't apply, won't apply by a guy, because there is no mitzvah to give teichacha to a guy. That's what, based on the Rashi that we saw, that there's no mitzvah teichacha. Rashi in Sanhedrin said there's no mitzvah teichacha by a guy. So if it's true that there's no mitzvah teichacha by a guy, so then the halacha should be that it should be allowed to accept a gift from a guy. Problem is that the Sma himself in his Pirush on the tour, he says very clearly that he brings this story by Avram in this week's parasha. He says the reason why Avram didn't accept gifts, that he didn't accept the money that the Melech Sodom offered him, was because of this rule of Sodom Atanas Yichin. The Hainu, you see clearly that the Sma at least understands that there is a concept of teichacha, even not to give teichacha to a guy. Because if there wouldn't be any concept of giving teichacha to a guy, you can't tell me that the reason Avram didn't accept the gifts is because of Sinai Matanis Yechia. Now the Sma over there in the Torah has a whole discussion. There's a stira in this week's parasha itself, because when it came to Mel Sadoim, Avram wasn't willing to accept it. When it came to, in the beginning of the parasha, by Melech Mitzrayim, when Pari took Sarah, so the post Rashi says, the man yitav li bavurech, that Avram said, you're gonna say, you're not a chosiad, you're gonna say, you're my sister, so that way, they'll be good to me. And Rashi says, yitav li matanus, you're gonna give me gifts. Suddenly Avram, and we find that Pari gave Avram, he gave him a lot of money, and Avram had no problem taking it. Taking the money from Pari wasn't a problem. However, he held taking the money from Sodom was a problem. So we have to understand that the Sma over there deals with what exactly is the difference. But that's a different discussion. Al Kaponim, we see another proof from this week's parasha by Sodom that at least the Sma understands that this idea of Teichacha applies even to a guy. You're not supposed to give Teichacha even to a guy. So how are we supposed to understand this? So we find there is a Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Tof Shin Chav Dalet writes that a Jewish person, has a mitzvah to give teichacha to non-Jews. There is a mitzvah to give teichacha. What's his proof? What's his source? How does he know that there's a mitzvah to give teichacha to a guy? So he says, interesting proof. He says, we know, Sefer Yonah. What's the story that Sefer Yonah discusses? The story of Yonah HaNavi. Yonah was a Navi. Hashem came to him and said, go to Nineveh and tell them that Nineveh, the city, is going to be destroyed. And the pasuk says, Yonah didn't want to go. Why didn't you want to go? The Mefarshim say, because the whole idea of Hashem sending someone to Nineveh was it was going to, we see if Nineveh would do tshuva, that would be a kitchik on Klal Yisrael, that Nineveh, the Goyim were able to do tshuva, and Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva, Yonah didn't want to go. In the end, Hashem made him go, and he went, and he said Nineveh is going to be destroyed, and the end of the story was that they listened, they did tshuva, and the end it wasn't destroyed. That's basically the summary of Sefer Yonah. So the Sefer Chassidim says that why Hashem send Yonah to Nineveh? It must be that Hashem doesn't want Goyim to do Averis. So if we see Hashem doesn't want Goyim to do Averis, and Hashem sent Yonah to give Teichacha to the Anshei Nineveh, that they should stop doing the Averis, so you see that therefore he says that you're supposed to give Teichacha. You're supposed to give Teichacha even to a guy. So it's very interesting. So the Sefer Chassidim learns now. It's interesting. He doesn't say there's Hayschech Techiach, because he said to say there's a Chiyav Hayschech Techiach. L'chayru the Torah says it's Amisach. It's only a Yid. To say that it's Arvos, we said there is no Arvos. But it would seem that there is some sort of idea. There's some sort of idea that there's a concept that it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing that Goyim do Averis. It's not good for the world that Goyim do Averis. And it's in every person's best interest that it's in every Yid's best interest that Goyim don't do Averis. So therefore there is a concept that you should give Teichacha to a guy, at least to cause him to stop doing Averis. Now if we say this, we have some sort of Makar, I saw Achronim say, obviously this is not a chiyuv, you can't say this is a chiyuv, the chiyuv achet techir is amisacho. The Torah says, you'll have to classify this as a midas chasidus, it's not as much as a chiyuv. But with this, we can answer all our previous kashas. This that we find in all these places, that there's a concept that a goyim will have a mitzvah techacha, a yid will have a mitzvah to give techacha to a goy, and a goy will have a mitzvah to give techacha to a goy. That could all be included based on this concept. There's this midas chasidus that the Sefer Chasidim says to give techacha to a goy, even if there's no actual chiyuv. Rashi in Sanhedrin, we said, says that the mitzvah of Teichocha is not to a goy, because it says Echeitchich Samitzecha. That's the actual mitzvah. But there would still, even if there wouldn't be an actual mitzvah, there would be a midas chasidus, and that would explain why Avram didn't want to take money from Sodom, because it's a sign of Tanis Yichya. That would explain why the shepherds of Avram gave Teichocha to the shepherds of Lot. Now, just to point out, it could be there are practical, besides the fact that we say it's a midas chasidus to give techacha to a goy, and it's not as strong of a chiyuv, it could be there are practical differences. There's a practical nafkaminas as well. There are certain halachas. Techacha is a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, and has certain parameters. There's certain halachas that apply to the mitzvah of techacha. L'mashal, the Gemara says in Erechin, I think that Tezayin Midbeis, the Gemara says, Arheichem Teichacha. The Gemara says that a person has a mitzvah to give Teichacha, and if the guy's not listening, you have a mitzvah to keep bothering him. And so the Gemara says, how far does it go? How much do you have to bother the person and continue giving Teichacha? You know, so the Gemara has a three machlekes. One man Domar says that you have a mitzvah to give the guy Teichacha until he starts hitting you. He starts hitting you back. One Manda Omar says, until he starts cursing you. And one Manda Omar says, at Nizifa, even as soon as you see that he's not so happy with you, then you could stop. So we see that there's a chiyuv to continue to give Techacha until, according to one Manda Omar, he has to mamish be so upset with you. He's cursing you. He's hitting you. Now, this that is a shear of how much Techacha you're supposed to give, obviously that's only true when there's a mitzvah saseh of Techacha, the real mitzvah of Techacha. But if there's only a midas chasidus, like the Sefer Chasidim says, a midas chasidus to give somebody Techacha, so makes sense to say that you don't have to go so far. You don't have to go and say that the mitzvah of Techacha, when you're giving Techacha to a ben noyach, that the mitzvah is to go so far and say that you have to continue giving Techacha until he's hitting you. Maybe you only have a mitzvah to do it once. You don't necessarily have a mitzvah to do it many other times. It could be also that there's a chumrah. The Gemara says that there's no mitzvah to give somebody teichacha by yid. When the Gemara discusses the mitzvah teichacha, the Gemara says in Shabbos over there in Daf Nun Hey that there's no mitzvah to give somebody teichacha if you're sure that the person won't listen. If you're sure the person won't listen, so then there's no mitzvah to give somebody teichacha. And in fact, the Gemara says under certain circumstances, if the aveira that the person is doing is not an explicit pasuk in the Torah, the Gemara says mutav shiu shaygin v'layu mezidin. Says sometimes it's better that if he's a shaygig, sometimes you say that it's better not to let him know. If he's being over an aveira that's explicit in the Torah, you can't say that. But if it's something that's not kufferish in the Torah, so there are rules when we say this teichacha. Could be that only applies to the mitzvah of teichacha. If there's a midas chasidus that we don't want people doing aveiros, could be that might apply. Now, Mutzi Yishayin is a little harder, because once you tell him, he's not a shayin anymore. But regarding the first halacha, that we say if you're 100% sure the person's not going to listen to you, it could be that there might still be a midas chasidus that Hashem wants you, that's received from the fact that Hashem sent Yoinah, that Huadin, Hashem wants you to go and tell the other person to stop doing an Aveira. So if that's the case, it could be, I'm not sure, but it could be that at least to give him Techacha once, that we said the mitzvah, the Sefer Chasidim's Chiv, to give somebody Techacha, maybe applies to give him Techacha once, twice. That mitzvah could be you'll have even when you're 100% sure that the person's not going to listen to you. But that, the actual mitzvah that the Torah says of Echich, Techich, Samisecha, that the Gemara says in that situation will not apply.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.